Welcome to Eurofins ViraCore Clinical Diagnostics Podcast, where I'll be sharing up-to-date scientific advances, key diagnostic testing, and our most recent innovations. Last year at ATC 2022, we launched Transplant Radio. It was a live Twitter space broadcasting from our booth on the showroom floor. We interviewed event attendees, top nephrologists, leaders from charitable transplant organizations, and some of our own team. Please enjoy our interviews from ATC 2022 in Boston during this podcast series. We're looking forward to ATC 2023 this year in San Diego. We'll be in booth 1229. Visit eurofinstransplant.com/events for our open mic walk-in recording times. Let's talk in San Diego. Stop by and tell your story on Transplant Radio.
Today, we are joined by Dr. Sarah Dione, the president of DPT, and also Kimberly Elliott, the director of business development over at DPT, who are going to join the conversation on Transplant Radio. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to them.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
So Dr. Dione, welcome to ATC.
I'm so happy to be here. I haven't been for a couple of years. Thank you, COVID. So very exciting to see a big crowd come out this year. It just revitalizes everything that we do every day. And it's good to have people out and about this year.
It really is. It's nice to see the faces not on Zoom.
Definitely.
So that's awesome. So there's been some recent changes at Eurofins Donor Product Testing, or Eurofins DPT, where you have recently stepped into the president's role. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
For sure. So September, I took over leadership of donor product testing, which was very exciting. Leading the operations team for quite some time, we went through a name change. So maybe many people listening to us might have known us previously as VRL. And just historically, VRL has another entity in the state of Texas. And so we didn't want to get confused with another company. So we needed to rebrand ourselves. And we really wanted to represent all aspects of the testing that we do, which is donor testing for infectious diseases, as well as microbiology. And so we found the name Donor and Product Testing Inc. to really incorporate the full service that we do in the pre-transplant space. So it's been fun. We've got 11 locations around the laboratory, or around the nation, I should say, and we're sort of refreshing everything and dealing with life in a post-pandemic environment. And again, it's fun to be here to see what's happening, to see what the transplant centers are needing, wanting, making sure we're meeting our organ procurement organization's needs. So it's been fun to be at the meeting and connect with people.
That's incredible. We are so glad to have you as our president. It's been a really fun transition. We've got a new leadership team, so it's all about the mission and all about the donation. So as part of the Eurofins transplant division, we're the organization that kicks off the donation. We kick off the process. So without our testing, what happens?
Not very much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice to be under the Eurofins umbrella, right? We're part of their clinical diagnostics group, but more importantly, I think, is the triumvirate that is donor product testing, yeah, that is ViraCore and TG in this space. And it's literally everything that our company has tried to be for a long time, was one-stop shopping for our customers. So now we think about this as the full transplant package, from the donor eligibility testing all the way to managing that patient and doing a very good job, right? It's hard to allocate organs. It's hard to find those great matches. And you want those organs to last as long as possible. And so while all the pre-transplant work is very important, that post-transplant management is even more important as well, to give the life of those organs, the tissue, as much as we possibly can. And so it's a very, it's a nice fitting group, and it makes sense to us at Eurofins. We're hoping that our customers can see the same thing that we do. It's a really good synergy.
That's awesome. So you said that Donor and Transplant has, Donor Product Testing, my own company, hello, has 11 locations. Why so many?
Right, so I think what we've learned over the years is that timing is everything. Timing is everything for the families that are wanting to donate their loved one's gift. And having truly a system where you're waiting for a day and a half from a transportation perspective does not meet the needs of the families, does not meet the needs of the organ procurement organizations, and then more importantly, does not meet the needs of the transplant centers. Mm-hmm. So for us to be strategically placed at 11 different locations, it makes sense because we are partnered very closely with the OPOs that we serve. We're right in their backyard. Many times we're right in their backyard, actually, yeah. And in their buildings, which is great. And then it's really nice for our staff. I'll tell you, since we're not a hospital laboratory, mm-hmm. our staff, they don't see the doctors and the nurses and the patients walk through the halls every day. But when you are tied in with an organ procurement organization, every day you walk in the building and you see the donor quilts. Mm-hmm. And yeah. you see the pictures, and it's very powerful, right? So we are not a high volume, let's kick out 3,000 samples a day. That's not our mission, because even if just one donor sample comes through that door, that sample means so much, that gift is tremendous, and it has such an amazing impact downstream. So our staff that really get to work in an OPO building, it's so beneficial. It's mm-hmm. so rewarding for them. Every day, they absolutely see that mission.
That's amazing. And those stat organs are able to be placed so much quicker, especially in this day and age where you've got families that make a decision and donation has to happen in 6 hours.
So true.
So to be right there is incredible for our organ procurement organizations.
Very true.
I was also thinking, and I can't remember what I was going to say. Do you have any questions?
No, but I think we were talking earlier about my first meeting here at ATC, which was 14 years ago in Toronto. And I had just started with the company I was working for, and I was sent off. I didn't have a desk yet. I was sent to Toronto to go be at this meeting, and I show up in Toronto, and it's massive. It's, 5,000 people, and I'm told to go be with the community. That community is a capital C, right? Yeah. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. And so I think of how I've evolved over the last 15 years and relationship-wise. And so it's just, like I said earlier, it's fun to be here. Mm-hmm. It's fun to see the people in the community that we serve.
Yeah.
Again, it's laboratory science is a hard job, right? Our turnaround times are very demanding. It's stressful work, but it's super rewarding. And I think when you get to attend a meeting and you're with your community with a capital C, it just refreshes you for, let's turn around and do this tomorrow again, right?
Yeah.
So time flies. 14 years ago, a long time. And I think I've been at almost every ATC in the last 14 years, with the exception of what the pandemic did to us.
Right.
But and it's always good to be in Boston.
It is. We've had some fun in Boston.
We've had a lot of fun in Boston.
We've had a good time with our sister laboratories.
Yeah.
One last question for you. We've been in this business for 35 years.
Long time.
Yeah. You and I combined have a lot of time. I'm not going to put up.
Don't age us.
What does it mean to the community to know that they've had a consistent leader in donor screening testing for 35 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I hope it means to our customers that it's truly reputation.
Yeah.
It's truly, they can count on us. We have high quality. That they know that they call us and they need some consultative services. And if we know the answer, we've seen it, we've been there. We don't know the answer, we know where to go. Like, we have really, like you said, 35 years, we've got this thing down. We always see and find new things that, gosh, scratch my head, haven't seen this before. But I think we approach it with our customers on, let's figure this out together. We've always been very transparent. And I think, having years of experience and having a team with me with years of experience, we're able to do that.
Yep.
We didn't just fall into the donor testing market. It's very different than diagnostic testing. Very different. You can't even compare screening.
Right.
We know our regulations so well. We know our industry so well. We know the donor space. We know what it means to the recipients. We know what it means to the donor families. We live that. That's embedded in our culture.
Yep.
I love to tell new employees, hey, we're not doing cholesterol testing here. Like, you are passing along the gift of life. Don't go to a concert till 2 o'clock in the morning and party. You've got to come to work every day and be present, because you've got a massive, beautiful gift in your hands that we can do so much with. And unless you've had the industry experience, that doesn't translate. You can't just start up a lab and think you're all of a sudden going to be really good at donor testing. It's a special and unique field. And I think that's the good piece, is that our leadership team gets that, our management team gets that.
Absolutely.
All 11 locations really live and breathe that. Please reach out to us.
Please. We'd love to talk about donation.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dione.
Thank
it's
you.
Been really fun.
This is great.
This is super fun.
Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and follow us on social media to stay up to date on all the latest information. If you want to help spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your friends and colleagues to subscribe too. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Podbean, and more. With over 30 years of specialized expertise in infectious disease, immunology, and allergy testing for immunocompromised and critical patients, Eurofins ViraCor is committed to helping medical professionals, transplant teams, and reference labs get results faster when it matters most. ViraCor is passionate about delivering value to our clients by providing timely, actionable information, never losing sight of the connection between the testing we perform and the patients you serve.